Let's go to our second story now. At least one Egyptian protester has been killed in an anti-government demonstration in the centre of the country. Officials say the 18-year-old student was shot and killed by the security forces in the city of Deir Mawas in Minya province. The demonstration, organised by supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, was held to commemorate Egypt's Student Day and denounce the decision to delay the start of the academic year. The demonstrators were also angry about the possibility that Army Chief Marshal Sisi may run for president. Similar demonstrations were also held in Alexandria, Manufia, Ismailia, Suez and Cairo. The security forces fired tear gas and birdshot at protesters in those cities. Let's go to Cairo and talk to our correspondent there, Mohammed Chalabi. Mohammed, just how serious is the crackdown becoming against the Muslim Brotherhood?
Well, Hassan, it's very serious, and it's not just the Muslim Brotherhood supporters or members. It's just about anybody who opposes the government policies or who publicly says that he's against, for instance, the presidential candidacy of a defense minister, Field Marshal Sisi, the man who overthrew Egypt's first sitting and democratically elected civilian president on the pretext of the June 30 protests via the July 3rd army-imposed roadmap. Hassan, besides the protester that was killed in Deir Mawas in Minya in Upper Egypt, there was also a doctor who was shot for not obeying instructions at a police checkpoint in northwest of Cairo. And these incidents are increasing with police, which has lost dozens of its members in the past few weeks over assailant attacks. And seemingly the police is acting, you know, taking no chances whenever there is a glimmer of threat here. The anti-coup alliance here in Egypt that groups the Muslim Brotherhood as its biggest faction has hailed what it described as a great participation by the country's youth in Friday's rallies, which coincided with Egypt's Student Day. Protests have been unabated for 234 days now, despite the killing, wounding, arrests, and legal indictment of thousands, mainly Brotherhood and youth elements, but even some from the liberal stream, like the 6th of April, which played a leading role in the ouster of longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, supported the overthrow of Morsi, but now has turned against the government for what it sees as its brutal oppressive practices. Now, the army deposed president has two trials in two separate cases in consecutive days on Saturday and Sunday related to claims of orchestrating jail escapes and alleged espionage. Charges. Protests are expected to continue, though not near the site of the trial in what seems to be new policy by anti-regime protesters, so as to avoid potential mass bloody confrontations with security forces. Hassan, also on Friday, more than 10 police vehicles and cars belonging to security personnel, judges, prosecutors, and even pro-government media figures were torched in what seems to be a newly adopted and fast-escalating response to the crackdown protesters had suffered. And when you talked about, you know, how serious is the crackdown, the Ultras group of sports fans is also suffering from that crackdown, seeing seven of its members arrested on Friday in connection with violence that took place on Thursday between them and police at a key football match where dozens were injured
Mohammed.
Spectators and police. Yes, Hassan.
Yes, Mohammed, just very briefly, just how close is Egypt to seeing another military dictatorship if Abdel Fattah Sisi becomes president?
Well, very close, Hassan, if it hasn't already witnessed that. I mean, you have the defense minister, who has been promoted twice and now is a field marshal, saying that he, everybody's awaiting his official announcement for his presidential candidacy, getting the public backing of the military council, the obvious support of all public institutions, government institutions and media here in Egypt, which is a one-way trend, and what many fear could be cosmetic craze. In fact, some say that, you know, just the candidacy of Nasser al-Hamdin Sabahi or another army figure in the form of Lieutenant General Sami Anan, who was Kaf's number two, after Tantawi, after the overthrow of Morsi, that, you know, all of this is cosmetic, because if Sisi, takes to the race, then he's a 100% sure bet. So the answer to your question is very close, if Egypt isn't already witnessing just that.
All right. Press Ismail Mashalabi reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Mohammed.